Envision Training Lesson 2, Segment 3. In this segment, you will learn about our ancestral relationship to birds, how we've always viewed birds as messengers between heaven and earth, why they represent freedom, why they represent survival, how some tribes today still have their nervous systems attuned to birds, their sounds, and their activities. We'll learn how studies suggest birds communicate with all of wildlife as essential to survival, warning about predators, showing the presence of water, etc., and not just between other birds. We'll address how early humans depended on knowing bird language and developed intricate ways to understand their messages. The first record of this is called augury. We'll cover because of eco-consciousness, we know the archetype of bird and its importance to our survival and safety and overall well-being. And also because of our ancestral mystical heritage, we recognize bird as magical. And since the relationship is so primitive, the subconscious will not deny it when a bird is chosen as rescuer or transportation. The sacred experience of being chosen by a significant bird species. We'll talk more about spatial distance and the evolution of the modern mind, why the subconscious will fully accept the experience of distance, even if it's only in the mind. And lastly, you'll have a reference guide, it's your resource section for lesson 2, to help you interpret the bird species that show up in an envision process, as well as 200 other potential animal and plant symbols. So let's talk about birds. Why a bird? The power of the bird symbol in envision. Let's go back to step 7. And the quote is mine. This is a fascinating part of the process, as anything that flies is an archetype or symbol that is embedded in all of human memory as a means to do the impossible, to connect to a higher magical spiritual force. Ancient peoples believed birds were the messengers of the gods, and the unconscious knows this. Early cave paintings gave us our first clues to how ancient peoples saw the world, and most importantly, the higher forces within it. Our brains carry memory of our most ancient ancestors, stored in the amygdala or reptilian brain. At a deep level, our most primitive reactions to the world around us reflect our earliest ancestors' experiences can become activated. We'd all agree that our fight-flight response could bring on an inordinate amount of stress when we get overwhelmed by others or frustrated by our conditions. Our bodies react as if we're being chased by a T-Rex, burning out our adrenals and padding our bodies with visceral fat brought on by a steady influx of cortisol. And that's if the stress is continuous. And this is because our primitive experience was that the monster could kill us. Therefore, we had to run super fast and then hide in a cave for maybe weeks while our bodies used that stored fat to survive. So even if it's just me reacting to my husband saying, "Should you be eating that?" My body thinks it's back in the jungle with a spear. And this is just an isolated example. However, if you're prone to a ton of prolonged stress, you may also be prone to carrying extra unwanted pounds. And this is because you have a primitive memory and response reaction. The body stores memory, not just about your own short personal life, but of all of life since the beginning of life. And so what does this have to do with birds? Well, just as our stress response triggers a primitive reaction based on a cell memory of being chased by a T-Rex, so we know immediately the value of an encounter with the archetype of bird. Here's what I mean. In our capacity for eco-consciousness, we have a sense of a bird's meaning to our earliest ancestors. Nature inspires awe and reverence. We, our modern selves, know vaguely below the surface that birds mean something. Then we might know them more intimately when we observe them in life. They remind us by their habits and other details about who and what they are, but also what their presence could mean at another dimension of consciousness. In the last 10 years, there's actually been a strong nature-based movement to reconnect to this deep knowing. There's a fascinating book called What the Robin Knows, penned by naturalist and anthropologist John Young, and it explores this fundamental relationship we have to nature and specifically to birds. He's one of the leaders in the New Nature movement, which is one of the most recent extensions of environmentalism, and one of many studying the interspecies relationships and communication within the unified field. So when a person tunes into bird language, the sounds from the air, our original design is awakened. For example, the Narrow Sand tribe in Africa have been in their lands for tens of thousands of years, living in a pattern deeply dependent on bird language for survival, and they still are today. The senses and nervous system of these people, as well as wildlife, is set up to be fully involved in the conversation of bird language, and so is ours. What are the implications of stimulating the oldest part of our perceptions? Well, through the research on the benefits of nature connection, apparently there are many, many benefits to triggering these ancient and fundamental responses from our original design. So within vision, we connect both via nature and via the earliest sense of birds, more mystical dimensions, as our ancestors observed, and the awareness, though dormant or repressed today, is reminded of an intrinsic and dependent connection we're wired to have to them. So this is why it's important to envision. Creatures that could fly were the only ones that human beings could not mimic. We could climb, swim, forage, dig, burrow, and run, but we could never take flight into the air. The sun, the moon, the air, the unreachable tops of the highest mountains and trees had a supernatural quality to them, as they were closest to the gods or God, depending on the culture. And so any creature with wings represented the relationship between the ground and human life and the unknown spiritual dimensions that winged creatures seemed to be able to reach where we could not. The unconscious will deliver a bird because it's directed to do so. The subconscious will accept that this symbol will be able to move your awareness from one place to another. It will not deny it, as it remembers our wiring, even if you don't. Humans have always seen birds as magical. The subconscious will accept it as a rescuer, because as I mentioned earlier, human beings have been wired to sense the movements and sounds of birds for survival since humans and animals have co-evolved. That very language triggers us to accept a more expanded awareness almost immediately as we open up in anticipation of what's next. With that in mind, having a bird as the process point where you guide your client out of the place representing the original state of mind is effortless, as we're all wired to accept the next step. So, taking the highest view is essential in creating distance from difficult repetitive states of mind. The bird, or dragonfly, bumblebee, etc., will be able to do this for you since this is its essential nature. Moving to a high point in the process where the suggestion is to allow the winged creature to take you high in the sky until all you see is bright blue is the first real moment of awareness that you've now created space and distance from the origin place. Lastly, there is an awe-inspiring moment when you summon the bird, as it will choose you. You might try to force an image, but you'll soon recognize that that image will come of its own accord, and then the form it will. If you want to see an angel, but a raven appears instead, well, the raven is way more powerful than you dictating that an angel is supposed to come. In countless seminars and audiences, when I lead people through this experience, there is always the sound of gasps and wow, as people exclaim, I did not think I'd see that. So while nowhere near the actual thing, this is similar to the sacred totemic experience of our ancestors when they went into the wilderness to request a vision, and they were chosen by a bird or other animal that becomes their personal guide for their entire lives. Envision invites the larger symbolic experience by entering the wilderness of the unconscious, observing the territories and places you travel through emotionally, and connecting to this winged creature that has chosen you to aid you in your quest for self-awareness and empowerment. So when doing a process with a client, it's always good to have your symbol guide handy that's included as a resource for this lesson. You can easily refer to it when interpreting what just occurred. Remember, this is a conversation you're having. It's more important for the client to connect than you. And there is a very important point here. As a coach, you're not meant to be doing all the interpreting. This is not like an intuitive reading, for example, which is a passive experience. This is coaching, and you are but a guide that will help your client birth an epiphany.